folks. We're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam, here with you for open phones on the second hour of the Officer Jack McGlam program today, folks. And we're going to go right to our phone callers here. Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Jack, I keep watching this dog and pony show in Washington.
Uh-huh.
These clowns yapping about raising the debt ceiling. We've got the credit rating agencies on Wall Street, Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, talking about downgrading our credit status. Jack. Garbage.
Yeah.
You there?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you just coming on now?
No, I'm here. I've been on since you started talking, brother.
Okay. I heard a noise on the line, Jack. I'm sorry. That's why I stopped. Anyway, these guys are the same ones, and Bird, shut up. Bird's putting his 2 cents worth in. Anyway, they're the same ones who rated this garbage, these subprime loans that the mortgage companies made to anyone who was big enough to walk in the office, no matter their credit status, their legal status, anything. Jack, credit worthiness is based on a person's ability to repay the money, verified.
Right.
Their, okay.
Yeah.
Their stability, all right, their stability, their length of time on residence and on the job, verified. And their willingness to repay credit, verified. Jack, I went through a finance company's management training program when I was, I say, a kid. I was about 21. But anyway, you know, I picked up on some of this stuff and started out on the street as an outside man, skip tracer and collector, worked my way up to branch manager. And Jack, it does not take a Harvard MBA to look at this mess. These subprime loans and see that it's garbage, that it's junk. Good paper is good. Most likely it's going to pan out good and you'll have a good loan. Garbage is garbage and odds are it's going to be garbage forever. Now, these credit rating agencies operated on the premise that these bad loans couldn't all go bad at the same time, which is nonsense. Jack, I saw an interview with a Midwestern banker, an Army Reserve colonel who went to work for Moody's, and he looked at this paper and said, hey, guys, he told his colleagues, this ain't going to work. This is impossible. This is going to all come down, tumbling around our ears, and we're going to be caught with our pants down, and there's going to be an unholy mess. His colleagues said, so what? All that counts is that we get our fees. That's all we care about. So the guy was demoted, lost his, driven out of his job. And his main problem, Jack, the man was honorable. He was honest. And
that's
which
right.
Seems to be a quality that is sadly lacking not only on Wall Street, but in this country.
Yes, it is.
Now, Jack, these same guys are coming along and telling us, well, that the country is about to default. We're about to lose our credit standing. Now, I'm not saying that we aren't. I am saying, Jack, that how can we trust them? How can we believe them? They sold their souls to Satan once for profit. I look around, Jack, and what I see most, Jack, is what I call the MBA philosophy. The fact that we're going.
Yeah, hold on, Ron. We'll be right back with you, Ron, after these important messages on RBN.
All right,
we'll be right back with you, Ron.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jack McGlam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McGlam. We're going to go right back to Ron, Brother Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, go right ahead.
Jack, I see too much of a lack of not only honor and decency and honesty in this country from the top down, but also lack of common sense. Greed over seems to overrule everything. It's kind of like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet, Jack, and your eyes overload your stomach. You see all the goodies, and you pile it all in your plate, and you get to your table, and you can't even start to eat all of it.
Yeah, right.
Jack, of course, my parents were a young married couple during the Depression, and I've heard a lot about their experiences. My grandmother was born in 1874, and from what I have seen of my grandmother's generation and my parents, there was a lot of common sense and a whole lot more basic decency and honesty there, Jack. I grew up poor, but my parents always paid their bills. They gave their 10% to the church. They owned their own home. They gave, had good credit, never owned a new car, had health insurance for all of us kids, four of us.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I just total lack of, of honor that I'm seeing in this country. I see it's every man for himself. I got mine, you get yours. We've got these guys at the top now. They're cutting Medicare, Social Security. There's a lot of people out there, Jack, that depend on Social Security as their only source of income.
That's right, brother.
Jack, you know, I remember reading here a while back about Ohio school teachers. The average retirement is $104,000 a year, Jack. Now, most of the people I know think that's a fortune, and in 1 year, that's a really big fortune, Jack.
It sure is. It's well beyond what I get.
Well, so now they talk about, they say that we can't require more well-to-do retirees to pay more for Medicare and health care. Jack, I don't know why not. When you look at Joe Sixpack out here and how they're struggling to get by, Jack, I've always been a conservative, either a Republican or an independent.
Yeah.
I'm not a liberal, but you have to take everything into consideration and look at everybody. Just because these guys up here at the top are well-to-do, and, of course, they call the Senate the millionaire club. Hey, listen, the world is full of little people out here, Jack, like you and me, that are struggling to get by and have shoveled manure all of our lives.
Yeah.
When we're sick. Jack, I've had ulcers since I was 21. I lost a third of my stomach in 77. I got my first artificial hip in 77. The second one in about, 80, 84, my first knee about that time. And I'm on the second hip and the second knee. Jack, I've worked on crutches. I've worked when I was so sick that I could barely lift my hand. But, you know, hey, I made it this far, Jack. If I can make it the rest of the way without taking a handout, I'm going to be really happy.
Good, brother.
That's the way I was raised, Jack. But I at least expect a little consideration from the clowns at the top who are sitting on all of this money, who are well-to-do, come from well-to-do families. They need to look down here at Joe Sixpack a little bit. All he wants to do is get by.
That's right, brother.
And, Jack, I get the impression that you know exactly where I'm coming from and what I'm talking about.
I sure do, brother. I've never been rich. I've always been in the military and in law enforcement, and I didn't make anything but $12,000 a year when I was in law enforcement. That's all.
And I really don't think an enlisted man's retirement pays $104,000 a year either, do you?
No, it's sure not. No.
So,
yeah.
Well, there's a lot of little people out here, Jack, that need some consideration from these clowns up in D.C. And we don't seem to be getting it.
That's right, brother.
But anyway, Jack, I'll get off here and let somebody else get on.
Okay, Ron. Thank you, brother. And God bless you for standing up for God and country and being an activist. God bless you, Ron, for being an activist. Take
Jack.
Care. Okay. Take care now. Okay. Let's go to Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Jack, for welcoming me. I appreciate it, Jack. I really appreciate you. Hey, there's so much to talk about, Jack, but this, I'm not going to, you know, allow myself to get too diverted with a lot of this insanity. But, hey, let me address, Ron brought it up, touched on it, Jack, but, Jack, on this national debt, okay, the national debt, where we get all this talk about the national debt, right?
Right, yeah.
And just raising the debt ceiling and so on. Jack, have you ever stopped to consider that the word debt, E-T-T, the word debt is hidden within the word debt?
Well, no. I just know what debt is, brother. Government debt and personal debt.
Yeah. Well, let's but people don't seem to be able to wrap their minds around it, Jack. So I want to help me possibly bring this more into focus. I find that people don't comprehend this debt at all. And you know what I mean, Jack, when I say that the word debt is hidden within the word debt, right? You know what
right.
I mean by that, right? Yeah, all
right.
The letters of the word debt, you can make the word debt. If you get the letters to the word debt, you can make the word debt. You just
yeah.
rearrange three of the letters, okay?
Okay.
Now, Jack,
yeah.
my contention is, and my belief is, and my understanding is, people don't even know what the national debt is. What we really have, Jack, is the national debt, okay? We're betting everything, Jack. We're gambling. We're gambling our children's futures away. When this great global super Satan says that he's going to raise the debt ceiling, that's just like in a high-stakes poker game when you're raised, when your opponent raises you, that's what
right.
you're raising. Jack, this great global super Satan is raising us just like a high-stakes poker game. But, Jack, the game is quick because this great global super Satan, and if you don't know what the great global super Satan is, Jack, you better find out in a hurry. Because let me tell you something. There's way more people in this world in Washington, D.C. that are filled with the great global super Satan's unholy spirit, Jack. The unholy spirit. For
yeah.
every person who with God Almighty's holy spirit, Jack, there's scores, there's hundreds, there's thousands of people that are filled with, in this country, that are filled with the great global super Satan, unholy spirit, Jack, okay?
That's
now,
right.
Jack, this great global super Satan has all his shills in place. Have you ever sat down? My uncle was a big gambler. I've never gambled, but I visited him in San Diego. I used to go to the poker parlor with him right after I got out of the Army. And he used to point out to me the shills in the game. He used to tell me who was a shill. Well, Jack, this great global super Satan has all these phony politicians. They're all the great global super Satan's shills in this rigged, phony, high-stakes poker game.
Yeah.
We don't step away from the table. If we don't stop playing this game, we're all going to wind up folding. That's another gambling expression, to fold. Okay, all these businesses like General Motors are folding. See, another gambling expression. See, Jack, we take all this. I tell this big, great global super Satan to just go to hell with their debt ceiling. I'm not playing their sick game anymore. I renounce all the works of the great global super Satan. I renounce the great global super Satan's national debt. I renounce their phony budget. It's so big you can't budget, you know? That budget
yeah.
is so big nobody can even budget, okay?
Yeah.
But, Jack, what it is, Jack, and then I'll get off, but it's not a national debt. It's a national debt, and these stupid Americans, Jack, I'm not talking about your listening audience, Jack, obviously. We're the only ones that seem to know what's going on. But,
yeah.
Jack, all our future is just being gambled away. This great global super Satan is going to be winner take all, Jack. We're going to lose everything. You know, there's even been books written about it. They own it all, including you. This Jack, this great super Satan is cheating us Americans out of America. They're cheating us out of all our wealth. They're cheating us out of the blood of our sons and daughters. They're just, Jack, we got to renounce the great global super Satan. We have to renounce all the great Satan's servants that are filled. They're filled with the great global super Satan's unholy spirit, Jack. And only people that are going to stand up to these servants that are filled with the unholy spirit, Jack, are people like me and you, and our listening audience that are filled with the holy spirit, Jack. The only thing
right.
to the holy spirit is the holy spirit, Jack.
Yes, that's right.
So, anyways, Jack, people would do better if they think of, as I say, I'll get off, but think of it as the national debt. And, buddy, sister, let me tell you, you're going to lose. You're gambling your children's future away. You tell this great global super Satan to go to hell with their debt ceiling.
Yes. Okay, thank you, David. God bless you, brother. Thanks for standing up for God's country. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Everett in Tennessee. Everett, Tennessee, hang on. We'll be right back after these.
very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right now to Everett, Brother Everett in Tennessee. Brother Everett, go right ahead.
Thank you, Jack. This is the first time I've called you, and I've been listening for the last 2 years, and all the issues that you brought up is just amazing, and it's the truth, what's going on in this country. I just want to say is that I believe with the other two callers that they have gambled our money away, our future away from they actually took a future from our children away from them, putting us farther in debt. And they're going to raise the debt ceiling to make it really hard, because they're going to raise taxes on top of that. If they do that, the American people is going to be so far in debt besides paying high taxes. And I bet you the taxes on the food and the gas would go up on top of that, I would think, here a little bit later.
Yes.
And another point is the Second Amendment deal. I believe in the Second Amendment, period. I mean, I believe that we, as Americans, should be able to defend ourselves anywhere in this country, God, you know, because we have the right to protect ourselves, our family, and our property. They don't need to add more gun control laws on what we have.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just getting concerned that the government is trying to make it harder and harder and turn us into a communist country. I don't like
that. That's right. That's we, right. The They're people, turning us into a communist country, and they want our guns real bad.
We the people need to stand up, voice opinions, and like I have just now, called in for the first time. But I've been listening for 2 years, kind of a little bit nervous about calling in different places and people. And, of course, I'm 42 and you're a little young, but we pick you up on WECR here in East Tennessee. And you come in loud and clear, and I just am proud that we have somebody like you and others that will actually put, you know, people's voices and opinions on your radio station. And we need more people to stand up, voice opinions about what's going on.
We sure do, Everett.
And we also need to call those people in Washington, D.C. to make sure that they took an oath to follow the Constitution, that we demand them to follow the Constitution.
Yeah.
So they will be out of there.
That's right.
And I'm just very concerned the way the country is going. And I thank you and others to, you know, voice, let me have the chance to voice my opinion about things. And I thank you for everything you do, and I thank God for you and your show.
Well, thank you, Brother Everett. God bless you, brother.
I love to listen to you and the others that called in. And, you know, this is what America is supposed to be about.
Okay, brother. God bless you, Everett.
Thank you
for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Take care, Everett. Hope you'll call back again, brother. Okay, let's go to Barry in California. Barry in California, welcome, brother, to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good morning, Brother Jack. How you doing?
Doing okay, Brother Barry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was listening to Deanna Singler. She has a show during the week on RBN.
Yeah.
And she had Kay Griggs. You know Kay Griggs?
She's married
to a colonel in the Marines. He was the chief of staff for the Marine Commandant back in the 80s and the 90s.
No, anyway, I don't know her.
Okay, well, I think you would want to have her on as a guest one of these times. She has a new video out on YouTube. She's being interviewed by a Christian pastor. She's a Christian lady.
Uh-huh.
And she's a whistleblower. It's a tell-all. And, you know, Sarah McClellan.
Who?
The White House spokesman back in Clinton's administration.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like a reporter or something like that.
Right.
And she basically saved her life because she has her husband's battery when he was in Beirut, Lebanon.
Yeah.
Beirut had the... on the Marine side in the barracks.
Uh-huh.
And he was in intelligence, and he teaches how to be an assassin for the military.
Yes.
He was an assassin himself. And,
I see.
And this video, everybody needs to watch it. You type in Kay Griggs, and then you put blackmail and assassinations of the U.S. military, and it's an 8-hour interview.
Yeah.
And when he was with Sarah at her house, he got to go to the State Department and to ask questions.
Uh-huh.
And in every death, the person was a Jewish person, a Zionist Jew. And she goes, well, where's the Palestinian death? They say, oh, there isn't one. We take care of everything that deals with the Middle East.
Yes. Okay, Barry, hang on, brother. Hang on, Barry. We'll be back with you right after these important messages on RBN.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. Okay, folks, we're back on the off. Jack McLam program, and let me say before we go back to Barry in California that we have a website, folks, for Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's www.republicbroadcasting.org, okay, for all those new listeners that would like to go to the website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, let's go right back to Barry in California. Brother Barry, go right ahead.
So basically, the main thing of this whole video series is that the intelligence is basically the Army runs it all, even though there's Marines that are they're basically under the Army, and the head people, the head generals and colonels, are heavily into homosexuality, and they mind control these guys that do all the dirty work for them, assassinations and all that, yeah. And they run the drugs. They've been running the drugs in the country for years, the military, these intelligent people. You know, all of Ali North was part of it. And, what they do is when they get these guys in there, they pick the ones that are vulnerable. You know, they have something that they did in their lives that they can blackmail them. If you say anything, we're going to, you know, to tell the truth about you, you know. And, and it's just, it's amazing if you watch this. I mean, she's scared that she's telling the truth, but basically they're making these videos that, if they do kill her, then what she's saying is true, you know. And like you did with the Vampire 2000, you know, you bring out the truth of what's really going on behind the scenes. So our government, high officials in the government and in the military, and she basically talked a lot about the Zionist Jews. They're like in the top. You know, we're giving them money every year. And then when they run the drugs and all that, they're getting extra money on top of that. So everywhere she looked, there was Zionist Jews everywhere. And the State Department, they run our State Department. And so everybody needs to watch this, and this needs to go viral. It just came out. They just made it in June of this year. So this is a new video. There's 8-hour interview, and it's on YouTube and broken up in different parts.
How do we find it?
Sale and assassination in the U.S. military. And you just put Hague Riggs. B-R-I-G-S.
What is it?
Hague Riggs, and it's the title is Blackmail and Assassination in the U.S. Military.
Blackmail.
And Assassination.
And Assassination.
In the U.S. Military.
In the U.S. Military?
Yes, and I think it's Thursday show or Friday show when she was on Spingola Speak on the archives. She goes over some of it in there. It's a really good interview.
Okay.
If people want to go back in the archives.
Blackmail and assassination in the U.S. military?
Yes.
Okay.
Hague Riggs, Briggs.
Okay.
She's a very, very fine Christian woman that's speaking out.
Okay.
And if you can get a hold of Deanna, maybe you can get her number or get a hold of her to have her on your show. I mean, it's tremendous what she brings out. I mean, names that you, like Skrullcoff, Casper Weinberger, all kinds of people that were in the administration or in the high in the military, that are behind the drugs, killing, assassination, the SEALs. They have to kill at least one person, like initiation, to get into the SEALs.
Yeah.
And they have to be bisexual.
Okay.
Go into the field, Jack.
Yeah.
He talked about all that.
Okay. Thank you, Barry.
You have a great day, Jack.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. I hope you'll call back again, brother. God bless you for standing up for God and our country. Okay. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank in North Carolina, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, brother. Not till tomorrow, but thank you anyway.
Yeah. I see that a lot of people are still, in my opinion, very misinformed. They're missing the whole thing that we're up against. You know, these people are saying, well, you know, they've gambled our future away. You know, it's always about incompetence and greed and whatnot. What they don't understand is people at the lower levels of all of this are co-opted. It's the same with illegal immigration. It's the same with the housing loan all of this was planned to destroy this country. This wasn't an accident. They're not
gambling. That's right,
anything.
Brother.
This was all orchestrated.
Yes,
this was
that's
planned
right.
to the finest detail, and it doesn't always come off. Sometimes they have to back off. You know, I'm not saying that it always goes off without a hitch, but it's always planned to the finest detail, and everything keeps moving in that direction. But the housing market, all of this, the destruction, the implosion of the economy, all of this was planned. And a lot of these people out there, they still don't get it.
That's right, brother. A lot of people don't because they listen to the controlled news and the controlled TV and go to the controlled movies, and it's all controlled by the globalists out there, the communists.
When you see Obama and Bonner out there, and you see these pictures of them, and you see them on the news, and it looks like they're battling it out, and they're having this contest of wills about which way it's going to be, that's all theater. They both work for the same people, and they know it. They're reading from a script. It's like it's theater. It's a play.
That's right, brother. It sure is.
The outcome has already been decided. There is no contest. There is no debate. There's no left wing and right wing. There's no Democrat. There's no two parties going at each other. This is all planned. Those guys, in order to get to the level of politics that they have, they've already sworn allegiance to the people that have planned the destruction of this country to bring us into what they refer to as the New World Order, which is actually the old world order. This is old. This is not new.
Yes. It's the abomination's job is to bring us down to third world nation status, and that's what he's working on, brother, day and night.
Yes. Yes, and he's a very evil person. He's extremely evil. He gets blamed for being a Muslim all the time or a Muslim. I mean, he's a Luciferian. All these guys are Luciferian. They're satanic.
Yeah.
If they have any faith at all, it's in some type of an evil, sinister force. They couldn't care less. They play all of us off against one another.
That's right.
I'd like to make a couple more points. I'm familiar with the Kay Griggs thing phenomenon. I heard about that several years ago, and that's definitely something I'm interested in hearing more about. I've been going to the doctor. I mean, one other point. I've heard credible reports for several years now, not for several years, but over the years, from even some in mainstream, reports and journalism and mainstream, that the Israelis openly have the run of the Pentagon and the State Department.
Yeah.
I'm talking dual Israeli citizens. They have the run. I mean, they can do the rules that apply to the other people that work, for example, in the Pentagon. And these people, from what I understand, are very angry about it because they're offended by it. But the rules don't apply to the Israelis. These people aren't even... They're not even Americans. I mean, they're dual Israeli citizens. Probably aren't even dual. I don't know. But they have the run, but the rules don't apply to them. None of the security measures, they just walk right by. None of it applies to them. But what I really was calling about was for the past couple of years, I have to go to a doctor's appointment about once a year, sometimes twice a year, to get my blood pressure checked. They always ask, as you're checking in at the reception desk, you know, will you give us your palm print? And they want you to put your hand up there and take a print. And I don't make a scene of it. I just say, no, thank you. And they've never made a scene of it to this point. They won't even look you in the eye. I think the last time I actually joked about it, I said something like, my prints are already on file with all the agencies and everything like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, unfortunately they are because of all the permits and licenses and stuff I've gotten over the years. But,
right.
You know, what's funny is, though, Jack, when I decline to give my palm print, there's nothing else said about it. They don't ask for any other form of ID or anything else. So all they're doing is training you to do that. And, of course, once people, and I'm sure most people just don't even give it a thought, because I ask people, I'm like, when you go to the doctor's office, they ask you for a palm print. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've been doing that for years. No one thinks anything of it. Well, next, it'll be an iris scan. Then the next, it'll be, well, put your chip up here. Put your arm up here so we can scan your chip. They don't care. The people will just go along. If you give them any kind of what they believe is a plausible explanation, it's for their safety, it's for information security, the people will just go along with it. And I'm telling you, Jack, we are out here. We are alone. The people are not going to stand up. They are not going to fight. Those of us who are awake and who care, we are alone out here. There's going to be small pockets, small groups. If you're lucky, you'll be in a small group, people that you can trust and of the same mind and faith and whatnot. But most of us are alone out here. We have no one. I mean, you shoot the flare up for help or you fly the flag, they just ignore you. Everybody just goes right by you.
Yeah.
We are alone. This country is dead. It's gone.
Yes. They've been putting fluoride in the water for 15 years now, in the city water, in the town water. And the Russians and the Nazis did that to dumb down the people so they couldn't rise up and fight. And that's what we've got going on in this country today, Frank, is we've got millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people that are drinking the fluoride and using fluoride toothpaste. And this is dumbing them down, and they can't stand up and protest anymore. So those of us that are on bottled water and well water don't have the fluoride, so we can stand up and fight against this, Frank.
Well, I do protest, and I actually got one of those survey questionnaires about how was your service from the doctor's office. And I filled it out, and I gave him good marks on everything except for that. I said that I felt that it was intrusive on my privacy and whatnot, and also that I was scared that somebody could steal that. They could steal that and somehow use that as a form of identity and pretend to be me or something. I'm like, you know, you hear all the time about military databases being broken into. That doctor's office cannot tell me that they can protect that. I don't want that out there. They don't need it. They have no reason to need that. And I basically put that. I wrote it very professionally and whatnot in there. But and I guess that probably gets me put on a list.
That's right. It probably,
you know what?
You probably are on the list, brother.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday tomorrow, Jack, and I'm very I feel very fortunate to have RBN out there. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Frank, and thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country, Frank. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Lee in Oregon. Lee in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Hello, Lee? Are you there, Lee?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Lee.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question. Jerry Brown just signed into a law in the state of California mandating the teaching of gay history in all public schools. And I'm wondering, the kicker is, parents do not have an opt-out, so all kids are going to be required to learn gay history in California public schools. But I'm just wondering why no one's talking about it.
That's a shame, brother. That's a shame, brother.
Yeah, and
but they're down in across the nation. They're down in kindergarten teaching that gayness is the right lifestyle in kindergarten class now across the country.
Yeah, and I just don't know why no one's. I don't know why no one's talking about this. It's just like it was just passed into law, and no, it's not. There's not even a peep, from anyone. It's really kind of shocking to me. I mean, I understand that the economy is like on everyone's mind, but for people to use the economy as an excuse to say, oh well, everything is a diversion. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there are serious issues other than the economy that also need to be dealt with. We can't just focus on the Federal Reserve.
That's right, brother. There's a lot of evil going on across this nation, and we're just focusing on the economy.
It's ridiculous. If people just let this go quietly, I honestly believe we deserve everything that we get.
That's true. That's true.
Also, Ron Paul said that I remember Ron Paul saying that if people accept, continue to accept the actions of the TSA, that we don't deserve our freedom.
That's right.
So, and the thing is, he said that like about a year ago, and nothing's happened since then.
Yes, the TSA is sexually molesting the people,
right,
and our children too when they go in there.
And all this stuff is tied in together because it's all about the abuse. It's all about sexual abuse, whether it's teaching or whether it's being groped.
Right.
If we sit back and ignore this stuff simply because the economy is going down, America deserves everything it's getting times 10.
That's true. That's true. Very true.
And I'm just going to leave you with that. Thanks, Officer Jack.
Okay, God bless you, Lee. I hope you'll call back again, brother. God bless you. Okay, we'll be right back with Shelley in Texas right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Let's go real quick to Shelley in Texas. Shelley in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thank you, Officer Jack. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, sister.
Oh,
good.
Well, go right ahead.
First, I'd like to thank you for continuing to emphasize Edgar Steele's case. I really appreciate that. My heart goes out to Cindy and her family, and of course Edgar. Thank you. And also, I think Dave from Boston today did not slam women. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, good.
And the third topic, I'm so glad somebody brought up the Kay Griggs. If you go to Google Video, you can watch. It's divided into two parts. The first part is about 3.5 hours. Kay Griggs talks, Desperate Wives, Blackmail in U.S. Government. And then there's also part two. So on YouTube, it's much more segmented. But I can tell you, I tried to listen to this. She is a gracious, beautiful, eloquent woman who's obviously been involved in high society. But I couldn't believe it because of the graphic description of homosexuality. And I had to stop watching it at a point. But thanks to one of the previous callers, I will definitely try and stomach it. But it's not for the light of heart or, you know.
Faint of heart?
It's something, yeah. It is kind of hard to take in spite of her beauty and charm. And, of course, you can't believe it, and you have to believe it. I don't know. Let's see. Another point was the palm print. I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. I've never been asked for my palm print.
Well, don't give it. Don't give it.
I won't give it.
No, not you. I mean, everybody. That's crazy.
Right.
And the Lee called about homosexuality, the focus, and the other things that need to be focused on rather than the Federal Reserve and the economy.
Right.
But I say, as long as these criminals have control of the economy, everything else falls into place, including the perversions of the TSA and pushing all kinds of perversion. We have to address who owns the money, who owns us. And that's the Fed. And
that's
they have
right,
since 1913.
That's right, sister. That's right.
I think so. And lastly, the most important is happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, and I hope you close with your precatory prayer. Yes. All righty. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
You, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
From Texas. Goodbye, sister. Thanks for standing up for God and country and being an activist. Shelley is an activist from Texas. God bless everybody out there. Hope you have a good week, folks. And I'm looking forward to being back with you, God willing, next Sunday. Okay? So have a good week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. And don't forget your imprecatory prayers. Tell God, or ask God, to take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership in this country and pull them down and destroy them with double destruction, and also their second lieutenant. The Antichrist synagogue of Satan agents out there who are helping destroy America. And ask God to pull them down and destroy them with double destruction. That's the only way we'll bring us back under God's law and the Constitution.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings